The forever pandemic party isn't giving up. It's now shopping a new scare tactic to push fear and, of course, the vaccines, even on children. It's called the Delta variant.
This Delta variant is much more contagious than the original variant, the original strain. So we all should be very concerned. It's a threat.
I refer to it as COVID on steroids.
And if something is more transmissible, that really means you cannot let down your guard at all.
She should have her medical license revoked. As with every pandemic, the virus gets more transmissible, especially toward the end. But at the same time, it grows weaker. It's called Mueller's ratchet. Maybe some of you should study it. Joining us now is Dr. Peter McCullough, internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist in Dallas, Texas. Dr. McCullough, it looks like there are a lot of so-called health experts, Fauci included, who just need to go back, apparently, and do immunology 101.
Well, you know, I think you should take a place of a lot of these people. You did great with Mueller's ratchet. And what Americans should know now is the variants have been renamed. So there's Alpha for the UK variant. There's Beta for the South African variant. There's Gamma for the Brazilian variant. And now Delta for the Indian variant. And in fact, Mueller's ratchet has been fulfilled, that the Delta variant, unlike the prior three, is a triple variant. There's actually three different mutations and then a different conformational change, all in the spike protein. Now, the good news is on the 18th of June, the United Kingdom presented their 16th report on mutations, and they're doing a terrific job, much better than our CDC. And what they demonstrated is that the Delta variant is more contagious, but it's far less deadly and it's far less worrisome. In fact, it's a much weaker virus than both the UK and the South African
right,
variant.
But Peter, what's unbelievable about this is on the CDC's website, this is a story on Friday, there is a big thing about how the Delta variant is more produces more severe reactions, hospitalizations, and death. And you're saying that's the same time where this study, this very extensive report came out in Britain. Do they then not update their guidance, or they just keep up with the fear mongering to hold on to power?
Well, they're not following an important principle of science and of epidemiology, and that is to go with the large sample sizes.
Right.
What the UK does, yeah, in this report is they've done over 250,000 patients where they've done detailed sequencing so they know exactly what patients have. In the United States, the CDC has given up doing any sequencing, for instance, in all the patients that have had breakthrough infections after vaccination. And so on the 15th of this month, reported in Lancet from Edinburgh in the UK, in fact, there were patients who were fully vaccinated that developed a Delta variant. Now, fortunately, it's milder and there's
right.
lower rates of hospitalization.
I want to go to a tweet that really was disturbing that I saw, and you follow the whole thread on Twitter, and I've seen similar tweets and similar reports been written about. The risks of vaccines to young children may be even worse than we thought. A woman named Tammy Barrages wrote, "A week ago today, my brother's 13-year-old son had his second COVID shot. Less than 3 days later, he died. The initial autopsy results done Friday were that his heart was enlarged and there was some fluid surrounding it. He had no known health problems, was on no medications." Dr. McCullough, if this is true, and there are other cases similar to this, it's absolutely shocking. Are they underreporting the complications, the cardiac complications, especially for young people who would not be overwhelmingly not be harmed by this virus had they contracted it?
I think they're overwhelmed. The CDC every year with all the vaccines combined get about 16,000 safety reports and about 25 deaths reported to the VAR system. So far with COVID-19, they've received over 300,000 safety reports, over 6,000 deaths, nearly 20,000 hospitalizations. I think they're completely overwhelmed. What we're seeing is a really disturbing pattern in those individuals under age 30, and that's myocarditis. And that's where the spike protein replicates inside heart muscle cells, damages the heart muscle cells, and results in chest pain, EKG changes, positive troponin, signs and symptoms of heart failure. 20% of these kids are developing abnormal echocardiograms with reduced left ventricular function. And in terrible cases like this, they actually die. So I think vaccination ought to be completely prohibited in anybody under age 30. That would simplify the picture greatly.
Dr. McCullough, everyone has to rewind what you just said and listen to it five times. Don't let this happen to your kids. Thank you. If I said it, I meant it, wipe my tongue for me.